1,443 years after the hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the blessed city of Makkah to holy city of Medina, equivalent to 8th of April, 2,022 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, the tafsir organized by the International Organization of Diyaniya Brotherhood in conjunction with the Diyaniya Muslim Studies Association of Nigeria, Ahmadu Bello University, Zaria Chapter, and the Faculty of Engineering Mosque, Ahmadu Bello University, Zaria, continues from the 53rd ayah in Surah Al-Sabah. Ustaz Sayyidi Ali Abdullahi will recite the Holy Quran for us, while our Sheikh, Professor Abdullahi Lekene, will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقد كفروا به من قبل ويكذبون بالغيب من مكان بعيد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين، آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق وناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وقد كفروا به من قبل ويقذفون بالغيب من مكان بعيد. Allah directed Allah is telling us on the day of judgment when these believers, after Allah has pampered them, showed them things that they should do to believe. They want to be close to Allah on the day of judgment. They want to be in the paradise of Allah. They want to be close to Allah. They want to be those that are going to enjoy in the fountain of the Prophet. Yet, for them to believe in this world was difficult until when the time has awaited them. Then, وَقَالُوا آمَنَّا بِهِ وَأَنِّي رَوْتُمْ لَوَشُمْ مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ. Allah is asking them on the day of judgment, when they will now say, we believe in this prophet, we believe on this day, how the time to make that belief is past. You are far, far away from that time. Since the time you are giving birth to, Allah will allow you to use your sense. You are seeing your father, you are seeing your mother, you are coming out daily, you are breathing the air of Allah. All this Allah will allow you to grow, to be thinking, until He will tell you Himself, as from today you are mature. Your name is no more Walad, your name is now Al-Mukallaf. You have been given a responsibility. From this responsibility is expected that you should be able to know who Allah is. You did not know, yet He sent a messenger to you, rehearsing His verses to you, telling you who you are, yet you refuse. Now you come, you say you believe. Allah said, وَعَلَيْهِ اللَّهُ تَنَوُشْ مِنْ مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ. Then Allah is now telling the Prophet ﷺ, what كَفَرُوا بِهِ مِنْ قَبْلٍ. All this while, they have denied Allah. They have denied the worship of Allah. They have denied the Prophet ﷺ. Not only that, وَيَكْذِبُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ مِنْ مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ. When they were in the world, the hereafter is so far away from them, like we are going to enter in the next surah now. The hereafter is so far away from them, yet they were shooting to the hereafter, saying they know what is in the hereafter. They don't know what is in the hereafter, they say they know what is in the hereafter. The one that knows what is in the hereafter was telling them, they refuse to hear him. Only Allah knows what is in the hereafter, and whoever Allah tells, the person will know. وَيَكْذِبُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Kazafa, like we said yesterday, is for you to throw something with strength from, onto something else. تناوش تناول is for you to have something that is easy access and to take it. But kazafa is to choose something with strength from a far place. Here, like we said, you cannot see a bird in the sky. You cannot even make up the frame. You just see something black going. So let me shoot, it's a bird. You don't even know. Even if you see the bird and you see it and you shoot, you have to know how to aim accurately to put the wind in the wind movement into your calculation before you can get it, let alone if you do not see it. When they were in the world and they were saying, Nanu aksar amwalan wa awladan wa manana mu'azzabin. We have more money, we have more wealth, we have more children. Who is going to punish us in the day of judgment? In another place they were saying, وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ قَالَ مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا وَمَا أَظُنُّ الصَّلَاةَ قَائِمَةً وَلَئِن رُدِدْتُ إِلَى رَبِّي لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا. He saw his garden full of all the things a garden should have. He said, this thing can never finish. Allah gave it to me. He agreed, but he doesn't worship Allah. All he believes is his own effort that gave him. He is sure it will never finish. He said, even if I go back to Allah, I'm going to get something better than that. Is that how it works? Do you know this hereafter you're talking about? That you are so sure of? That if you go there, you get it better? If you say nobody has gone there and come, my friend, look at the Quran. Look at the information there. Take any surah. Take any verse. Study it. Is it a human being that can say this verse? You are shooting at the hereafter from this world. Min makanin ba'id. You are not in the hereafter. In the world, it was far away from you. That day, like we said yesterday, is when they will say, Rabbana, absarna, wasami'na, faddina, na'ma salihan, inna mutinun. Rabbana, we have now come. Absarna, we have seen. Said, wasami'na, and we have heard. Na'ma salihan, well, take us back. We'll do good work. No, it is ended. This Allah has come, has told us what will happen in the hereafter, after He has drawn their attention. And here, Allah will conclude the surah for us.
وَهِيلَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ مَا يَشْتَرُونَ كَمَا قُيلَ بِأَشْيَائِهِمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا فِي شَكٍّ
وَهِيلَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ مَا يَشْتَهُونَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَهِيلَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ مَا يَشْتَهُونَ كَمَا قُيلَ بِأَشْيَائِهِمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ إِنَّهُمْ فِي شَكٍّ مُرِيبٍ. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا فِي شَكٍّ مُرِيبٍ. Allah تبارك وتعالى is now telling us, وَهِيلَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ مَا يَشْتَهُونَ. These people, they have here now in here, وَهِيلَ بَيْنَهُمْ, a barrier will put between them, وَبَيْنَ مَا يَشْتَهُونَ, and all the things that they desire that they will get in hereafter. There is a barrier put for them. كَمَا قُلِلَ بِأَشْيَائِهِمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ. Just like it was done to their own party before them. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا فِي شَكٍّ. It is that it was their habit that they were always in doubt. مُرِيبٍ, in serious doubt. Not just in any doubt. Shaking, muribin, rayb, la rayba fi, rayb is doubt, shak is doubt. But for emphasis, fi shaking, muribin, in doubt, that is confounded doubt. Here, Sheikh Dar, what he used to tell us, is the Sheikh Ibrahim said that the whole enjoyment of the hereafter is in one verse. Lahum ma sha'una inda rabbihim. This now my shawna in the Rabbi, whatever you desire, the people that are people of paradise, they get it in the hereafter. So all the enjoyment is there. Anything your heart desires, you get it. Then the whole of punishment in the hereafter is in here. وَهِيلَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ مَا يَشْتَهُونَ. Whatever they desire, it's not what they will get. They will get the opposite. They desire comfort, they are in hell. They desire to see their loved ones, they see them, they are in hell. But they see their loved ones that believed in Allah and the Prophet in paradise. So all these things The Quran is talking to all of us. This brings the surah to the end. And كَمَا قُلَ بِأَشْيَائِهِمْ, Allah is telling us, don't think that these unbelievers, they don't have a party, they have their party. Their party is one. When you say Shia, is to have a group of identical behaviors that hold strong to their belief, even if it is wrong or it is right. They will not think, they are just following their beliefs. Islam does not allow you to hold to a belief without thinking. Islam is always addressing your intellect and asking you to go and think. So, like the kuffar before them, even though they never met, they have the same ways of life. That's why Allah in another place was saying, "Atawasaw bih bal hum qawmun taghun." Is it that group they were writing wasiyah down, writing a will, when you come, to you follow this path, disbelieve, abuse the Prophet, commit all evils, and even if it means you get money, is it the same? Were they having inspiration within one another? This is the end of the surah. This surah, Allah has taught us a lot of things. I want all of you to think back clearly when Allah was telling us, when He was asking us, all of you, look at the firmaments. أَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَىٰ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنْ يَشَأْ يَخْسِفْ عَلَيْهِمْ كِسْفًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ يقصد بهم الأرض أو يقصد عليهم كسبا من السماء إن في ذلك لآية لكل عبد منيب. الله was asking us, أَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى مَا بَيْنَهُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنْ يَشَاءَ يَقْصِدْ بِهِمُ الْأَرْضِ أَوْ يَسْكُتْ عَلَيْهِمْ كِسْفًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ مُنِيبٍ. When you come out, you look at the firmament and the earth. Look at the back, you see the same thing, the firmament and the earth. Just looking at this is enough for anybody who returns to God. Then, Allah also told us in this particular surah that the Prophet should tell us, إِنَّمَا أَعِذُكُمْ بِوَاحِدَةٍ, I'm only asking one thing from you, أَتَكُمُ لِلَّهِ. Since when any time you are asked, وَلَا إِنْسَلَةُ مَنْ هَلَكَهُمْ لَا يَكُمْنَ اللَّهِ, who created you, you say Allah, then stand for Allah. Don't go to a crowd and yield to movement of the crowd. It's not what the crowd says. Allah said, وَلَاكِنْ أَكْسَلَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. A lot of mankind, they don't know. So it's not a democratic issue that you say, whatever the people that have the majority of you, they are the ones you are going to follow. Allah that created you, فَأَلْهَمَهَا وَجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا, He has given you your thinking faculty. Call one of your best friends. Sit down. Think about this Quran, the message it has brought. Can it come from God? Or it can come from other than God? If it's God that created it come from, would you not even study it to find out the legitimacy of this call? Then, after discussing with this person that you trust, go and sit alone and think about it. Anytime you come out in the morning, look at the firmament. Look at all of it. And ask yourself, is it possible that I can just be on my own and do whatever I want? If not, you will end up like Allah is saying, وَهِيلَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ مَا يَشْتَهُونَ كَمَا بُقْوِيلَ بِأَشْرَيْهِ مِنْ قَبْلِ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا فِي شَكٍّ مُرِيبٍ. Why? You are always in doubt. You are always in doubt. Doubt upon doubt. You are listening to those that will create doubt for you. You refuse to listen to those that will put you on the straight road. This brings us to the end of the surah. May Allah bless us with every letter in the surah, and the life of the surah, and the surah itself, and the praise of Allah in it. And all of us, you know that at the end, the praise is for Allah. We should go back to it. Alhamdulillah.
Surah Al-Fatiha, Makkiyah. وهي ست وأربعون آية. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض جاعل الملائكة رسلا لي أجنحة مثنى وثلاث ورباع يزيد في العلم ما يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير.
سورة فاطر مكية وهي 46 آية. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض جاعل الملائكة رسلا أولي أجنحة مثنى وثلاث ورباع يزيد في الخلق ما يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير. This surah we are starting is called Surah Fatir. It is a chapter that is talking about creation, creation. It was sent to Prophet Muhammad when he was in Makkah, Makkiyatu. And it has in our own recitation, Warish, 46 verses. In your recitation, it has 45 verses. It starts like this: Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Always, I explain that Allah Ta'ala Ta'ala in all the chapters, 114 chapters of the Quran, except Surah Tawbah, he starts with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, teaching us that He, Allah, starts with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, let alone we. Anything you are going to do, do it in the name of Allah. You are a slave of Allah. Don't send yourself. What you are sent to do, go and do it. If you have a house, you have servants in the house, you give them, each of them, duties to do. They should do it the way you ask them to do it, and do it in your name, not in their own name. So anything you are going to do, do it in the name of Allah. Say Bismillah. When you do it in the name of Allah, it is now beyond you. It's no more something that is finite, because you are finite. It's now infinite to Allah that is infinite. And anytime the name of Allah comes, the one He wants us to call close to it is Ar-Rahman, to show us that Allah is most merciful. We should show mercy at all times to whatever we are doing, wherever we are sitting, whoever we are with. We should not stand up and show that we are strong, we are anything. Whatever we are, it's Allah that gave it to us. Allah is Ar-Rahman, the one that His mercy encompasses everything in this world. Whether they are good, or they are bad, or they are dutiful, or they are not dutiful. So as to draw them to the correct path. Ar-Rahim, the one that is intensively merciful in the hereafter, but to those that He has selected. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. The praise is for Allah. Fatir as-samawat wal-ard, the originator and creator of the firmament and the earth. Fatir as-samawat wal-ard, ja'il al-mala'ikati rusulan, the one that has made the angels to be messengers. These angels, uli ajnihatin, are creations that have wings. Uli ajnihatin, their wings, masne, two. Wasulase, three. Warubae, four. Masne wasulase, warubae, yazidu bil khalki ma yasha. Allah increases in His creation what He wants. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah is one talking. Know that whatever comes to your mind of any possibility, Allah has the ability to do it, except what He said He will not do. Here, we said, surah that is starting with Alhamdu, in the Quran there are five. Fatiha to Kitab, then surah Al-An'am, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَجَعَلَ الظُّلُمَاتِ وَالنُّورِ. Fatiha is Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Then after that you come to Surah Al-Kahf that says Alhamdulillah الَّذِي أَنْزَلَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِ الْكِتَابَ وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ عِوَجًا. There is what Salai Alhamdulillah Alladhi lahu ma fi samawati wa fil ardi wa lahu alhamdu fil akhirah wa lahu kibrul khabir. And then you have this now. Fatir Alhamdulillah Fatir samawati wa ardi. Each one takes a quarter of the Quran. The names of Allah are five that we use in opening the door. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah is the name that encompasses all the names of Allah. Rabbil Alameen, the universe is a creation, the whole of it. Allah is the one that is nurturing it, training it, and putting everyone the way they belong. To open the door to this creation, to open the door to Allah, you have to always recite Fatiha. This Fatiha to Kitab. That's why, even if it's Friday, 100 times recite it in thanking Allah. It's to graph a shukr, like Sheikh Abdul Jalil used to say. To immerse yourself in the thankfulness of Allah. Don't easily see anything wrong in creation. Check yourself. But pray for what you want. Then, in this particular verse, this particular surah, after Allahu, Ar-Rabb, you have Ar-Rahman, you have Ar-Rahim, you have Al-Malik. Now, we have passed Ar-Rahim. That is all the surah. After Allah is the second of Rahman, Rahim, 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 from Surah Kahf up to Surah Al-Ahzab. That is Surah Salai, Alhamdulillah again. The praise for Allah, for His Rahim, for being Ar-Rahim. Then, Al-Malik, we should have been talking of Al-Malik, Al-Malik, up to Tabarak al-Ladhi bi-yadihi al-Mulku, Yasim al-Qur'an, that all this until the end, before we say Alhamdulillah, Fatih al-Samaat, that we show the kingdom of Allah. But this surah is long, like Sheikh used to say, it was brought forward to cover the remaining one quarter. Here, in this surah as a whole, not like the other surah, that Allah took our attention to defilement. Allah may royal Allah bin Aidihim, Amahabamina Samawat al Ark. And he said, here are signs, Likulli Abdin Munibin, for every servant that runs and goes back to Allah all the time. Then he gave us example of two great servants of Allah. Alibi Dawood and Alibi Sulaiman. The two of them were, the Allah described them as people thumma ana, that when they, any small little thing, they go back to Allah. Allah also gave us an example of a city, a town, Saba, that were in openness and refused to be thankful to Allah, and Allah debased them. This particular surah we are in, no mention of any prophet will be mentioned. There is no mention of any example of a city. Allah Himself, in this surah, will take us through the proof that He created everything that you are seeing. And that this message and the holding of this world is in His hand, and the servant that He is sending that are doing all the work. Angels are of different types. There are those that the whole idea of the whole of creation was nothing but Adam. These ones, they were not even among those that were asked to make prostration to Adam. That's why Allah was asking Satan in one place, Astagbarta am kunta min al-alim. You refuse to prostrate when I ask you to prostrate. Are you among the ones that are up, that are not, you don't, this command does not touch? Then the other angels that are part of the ones to serve mankind, that are put in service of the world, they are the ones that were asked to prostrate to the people, to the this person that you are going to serve. That's how Allah does. Whatever Allah will give you, He will give you two hands open. He gave up the angel to come and serve. So the different, the angels at their different work, kiram and katibin, they are those at their own, they are writing. They are those that always, their own is to take care of you, to make sure nothing happens to you. Half is in. They are those that they are just looking at the plants to make sure that it's going. Sometimes you hear a plane comes down, it's cut off, but somebody survived. How? It's those that are angels that are asked to look after. Because this person was not negligent, they looked after him. Even the plane was cut off, he was still there. There are those again, Kiran and Barara. There are those from Mudabbirati Amra. That every affair of Allah, all their own is to look for it. Like we said, there are those again that they are honest, they are just writing Kiram and Katim. This is how Allah has done them. There are those that again they are in charge of hell. Ali Hadis at Asha. Amajalna Asaban Illa Marai Katan. Amajalna Ibatahu Illa Ibatan Lizna Kabaru. They are taking a Lizna Utu Kitaba, whereas that Lizna Aman Iman. These are the angels. But Allah Ta'ala will say, Fatri Samawat and Ard before he talked of the angel. He created these commandments. This commandment, in Arabic, Allah is saying, Allah will be khalaqa sab'a samawati wa min al-ardi mislahunna yatanazzalu al-amru baynahunna lita'lamu anna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir wa anna Allah qad ahata li kulli shay'in ilma. Allah said, he created the commandment, seven of them, even the ark, seven of them. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi said, everybody should try to be watching these commandments. So because anytime Allah starts to talk about himself, the first thing he will ask us to do is to talk, is talk of the covenant. This is one of the things that today, the so-called civilization, this so-called technological advancement is taking us away from. Anybody who is over 50 here, over 60, what he knows of the firmament and the earth, those children of today, they don't know it. Because in those days, you sleep outside, you can see the stars. Some children, some of them may never even have seen the star. They are in big cities. From the car to the school, from the school to one upstairs, they are inside the room. AC, this. In those days, you are outside. You are seeing the stars. You are seeing the moon. You even know the direction of the moon. If you are to ask someone today, where does the moon rise at the beginning of the month, they don't know. Somewhere does the sun rise, they may just know. All this is being taken away from us by what the so-called civilization. This firmament that Allah is talking about, that is always telling us, that is saying, if anybody was to come out and stay and if you are to come, it's enough for you to have fear. We are looking at the firmaments. Do you see the stars you are looking at? Do you see the sun you are looking at? Do you see the moon you are looking at? What do you know about them? They are so far that to measure them in kilometers is too small. The sun alone is 150 million kilometers from us. The sun, the moon, is about 300 something thousand or 384,000 kilometers from us. And they are the nearest to us. When Allah says Samawati, wal ard, the stars, they are different from the planets. These stars you are seeing, most of them that you are seeing, are within the Milky Way galaxy. This galaxy alone, they are, the number of systems in it, each with its own star, is over 200 billion. Over 200 billion. The sun as a star is just one that has this system of planets surrounding it, including the moon. The stars, they are the ones that have light in them, because they have a lot of helium, hydrogen, and have thermonuclear fusion continuously generating a lot of energy coming out. Whereas the planets, they are like the earth. They absorb part of the light, reflect part of the light. They don't have light in themselves. Like the earth has no light in itself. From the sun to the earth, it takes 8 minutes for the light to come.
So if you look at the sun now, it's not the picture you are seeing now is not the sun now. It's the sun 8 minutes ago. The stars you are seeing, some of them are thousands of years of light years. 1 light year is the speed of light in 1 year. If the light is traveling for 1 year, and the light, it travels at about 300,000 kilometers per second. Per second. If it travels like that for 1 year, the length is what they call 1 light year. And you have some of these stars, they are thousands of light years. And yet your eye, Allah created an eye for you that you can even see it. So some of the stars you are seeing, actually, you are seeing the picture of this of that star over maybe 10,000 years ago. It's just how it is written in the earth. And each of those stars have their own planets. What is in those planets? We don't know. Allah said, well, as the body and I have the aiding, we're in Nana Muslim. This earth you are seeing, we made it with our hand, and we are increasing it daily. And astronomers will tell you, yes, it's true, new stars are coming. The galaxies themselves, there are over 1 trillion galaxies that have been sensed. This is just one. This one alone has over 200 billion systems in it. The one that created this is the one that you are playing with. You see, a governor in just a small car, and you are afraid. A governor that goes to the toilet like you. We are talking of Allah that created this one. Sheikh Ibrahim said, anytime you look at this, it is not to put fear in you. That the one, look at this one, all is still within one sama'i. One. Not the samawat that Allah is talking about. The human being has no way of even going beyond that. It's like you are in this room. It is locked. You are only seeing this. How can you go above it to see what is not there? So the one that created this, as tiny as you are, is the one that sent this message to you. And the one that sent the angels to be sending messages to you, coming to take care of affairs. Look at everything. Allah said, "Wajah Allahumma sam'a wal absara wal afdata." Khalilan ma tashkurun. He gave you the hearing. He gave you the sight to see. He gave you the mind to think. He said, "But little you turn. Take the food. Take you yourself." But came out. How did you come to the world? Allah is asking you, "Afara'aytum ma tumnun antum takhluqunahu am nahnu al-khaliqun?" Your father married your mother. He wants children. All he did was to have a affair with her and put some sperm there. That's all he did. You see, the one that takes the sperm, make it into complete blood, make it into a lump of flesh, put the bones there, put the ears, put the eyes, make it into a hole and bring him out. Is he the one that did it?
Allah.
And is it that because he even went to his wife that he had that child? If he has 10 children, is it that he met with his wife 10 times? The one that created you like that, you don't know even how you are and you came out to the world. The food you are eating, he just demands little from you, very little. Go and plant and take care of it. You went, you plant. Allah said, "Afara'aytum ma tahrusun? أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ." You just want to put seed of maize in the earth. Are you the one that made it the place to be hot, to be moist, for it to germinate, for it to come out, to become big, then to fertilize? Are you the one that sent the wind to fertilize? Because there are angels that are specifically in charge of fertilization. Then it came out. All you did was just a plant and you are winning. It's a small one. Then, when Allah takes the water, brings it to the earth, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ أَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. From this water, he creates all carbohydrates. From it, he gets even your petrol and he stores it for this in the earth for you. فاتر السماوات والأرض. In this earth you get your petrol, you have your gold, you have your platinum, all the things that because of that the whole world gives value to an area and undervalue another area is this minerals in the earth. All of them have interest in Nigeria because of the minerals we have. They don't have it in their country. There's gold in Niger. There's gold in Zamfara. Then we have our own children. Instead of them to go there and take care of it, they think that by killing their father is when they can get it. The wealth in Nigeria can take care of the whole world, not Nigeria, the whole world, it is managed. The wealth in Nigeria can take care of the whole world, it is managed. Manage it and see who will survive the country. But greed. Father is Samaya Wakil, and Allah is the one that originated this without seeing it from anybody. And it's not difficult for him. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونُ. And now he wants to just be and it is. And then after doing that, Jair in Malaika to Rusman, he put the angels to be serving. And these angels, they have feathers, wings. If you have never seen a wing, you can see a bird. The bird has two wings, all the birds. But the angels, some of them have two wings, some of them have three wings, some of them have four wings. Angel Gabriel came to the prophet over 6,000 times. All these battles that you are seeing, some came in one, some two. He came with it. Each one, each time. Sometimes it's not going to bring Quran, it's just as an issue, he just come. Sheikh Ibrahim here said, it's like just saying that he was living with the prophet throughout his life. That's how Allah cares for us. Because إِنَّا رَبْنَا الْأَمَاتَ أَلَّا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ فَأَبَيْنَا عَنْ يَهْمِنَّهَا وَشَكْرَ مِنْهَا وَمَعَمَنَ الْإِسَانِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. The whole covenant, they just take the covenant of Allah. It's a crack, Allah cannot take it. Man said he will take it. Now كَانَ ظَلُومًا, because he is oppressive on himself, جَهُولًا, very ignorant. He wants to stay in presence of Allah. Allah said, okay, but not all of you have the morals to stay in my presence. Go to the world, sort yourself. Prove that you have the moral to stay with Allah. If you cannot let go corruption, you cannot let go telling lies, you cannot let go doing evil because of Allah, how can you stay with Allah? When you are going to marry, they ask you to bring money, you say, no, I don't have. Go and bring boxes, say, I don't have. Go and bring this. They say, go. We don't have any daughter to give you. Except if they see something in you that is better than what they are asking for. The same thing, if you cannot forgo things because of Allah. In the ma'ayyuk biwaidati, antakumurillahi. Must never forget this. Stand up for Allah and think about it. Yazidu bhalki ma'ayashya. Allah increases in his creation what he wants. Allah has created a human being. One head, two eyes, two ears, one mouth, one chest, one stomach. Two legs, two feet. He has created him like that. All of them are like that. He will come. He will make this one taller. This one not as tall. He will make this one handsome. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything about him is the best that you can ever get. Whether you touch his hair, his face, his eyes, his neck, even the feel of the skin. Even the aura when he's close to you, even his breath, everything about him is best. If he likes, he increases for this, or he doesn't. Again, color. Some, he will, all this Allah is going to tell us in this particular surah. The differences in creation, these human beings, the earth, how they are different, the people, how they are different, the rivers, how they are different, the sea, how they are different. That's why here, no mention will be mentioned of any nation, any prophet. Only Allah is telling this from one creation to the other in this particular surah. So Allah that created is one that is telling us about his creation. But remember, He is sending this message to you, to the one that loves you more than you love yourself. Aziz alayhi ma amitin, that's the Prophet. The love the Prophet has for you, your parents don't have it for you. Your parents have love of sentiment for you. The Prophet has real love for you. Love him back, so that you can enjoy the fruit of that love. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah has ability and power over everything he wants to do.
ما يفتري الله للناس من رحمة فلا ممسك لها وما يمسك فلا مرسل له من بعده وهو العزيز الحكيم.
ما يفتري الله للناس من رحمة فلا ممسك لها وما يمسك فلا مرسل له من بعده وهو العزيز الحكيم. Allah is not telling us, I brought you to this world to give you, show you my rahmah. If you accept the rahmah and you are thankful, then you will graduate to see my intensive form of rahmah, which is Rahim. مَا يَفْتَهِ اللَّهُ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ مَا يَفْتَهِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا. What else Allah has opened and given out of this message to mankind, nobody can stop it. While in sick, Allah Rasulullah min ba'dihi. What Allah has seized and withheld, nobody can send it to them after him. Wa huwa al-azizul hakim. Allah is might. He's mighty in whatever he's doing. But he uses his might with wisdom, teaching us that we should use our might with wisdom. Like I said just now, ma yaftahim lahu linnas min rahmatin, that in our place, like we pass, وَهُوَ الْفَتَّاهُ الْأَمِينُ قُلْ يَجْمَعْ بَيْنَهُمْ يَجْمَعْ بَيْنَهُمْ سُمَا يَفْتَاهُ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَهُوَ الْفَتَّاهُ الْأَمِينُ. Allah is the one that opens. But the key that he uses to open is the verse of Islam. That's why when we are making salati, we are always saying, اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد فاتح لما أبلغ. Whatever is locked, the key, the opener, that the pen that Allah uses to open it, is the Prophet.
Allah.
We just said the stars are the source of light for all the planets. Then what is the source of light for the stars themselves? We said inside them you have helium, you have hydrogen, you have gases that through thermonuclear fusion they are producing heat constantly. But what's the light? Is whose source is their light? Prophet
sallallahu
alaihi wasallam. Nur aqwan. That's what Sheikh Matijani said. The nur aqwan, the light of the creation, all of it, not only aqwan, all each of the universes, is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi
wasallam.
So it is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is from his light. The stars get their light. The stars themselves, they give to the planet their light. Then the planet, when the light goes out, your eyes will take the light, it will come inside your retina, and your brain will translate it before you know what it is. And in the magnetic spectrum that has been discovered so far, only a few bands is for human beings to see, between the infrared and the gamma ray. That's all. After the infrared, you have the radio waves and down. But only between the infrared, this big view, and the gamma ray, from the violet, indigo, orange, like that. It's only between that that you can see. There are those that can see further. The cat sees in the night. You don't see in the night. The snake is in the night, it comes out to see. Still with the eye. But the spectrum is wider than your own. Allah is the one that does whatever he wants. So what Allah has opened for mankind out of his rahmah, he has allowed you to be able to use even dogs to smell what you couldn't have smelled. To use the dough to recognize with their eyes what you can't recognize. Like this Google search, doves are in charge. This dove, this boss called dove, because their eyes are very can see far. It's enough for you to see Hudhud. He saw what an Egyptian man could not see, which is eyes. Jitu kami sabai di nabai yakin. Inni wajat tuhum imaratan tablikum wa utiyat min kulli shayin wala harish azim. He said, Sulaiman, I have gone and I've seen something that you yourself you don't know. Because the eyes can go far. So in this goggles I can just touch now. It is those that I used. You are coming into a big hotel. Only one person is going to check in. What does he have? His dog. The dog you can smell, but the dog can smell other things that you cannot smell. All this arahama. Everything in the world that Allah created is for you, beside you. And out of it is to send people to you that will take care of you when you are small, you grow up, to bring you a malam that will explain the verse of the Quran for you, like Sheikh Matigan is doing for us, Sheikh Ibrahim Yas is doing for us, to take somebody that will lead you to close to Allah that you said you want to go to train you to be able to abandon all the things you think are important that are not important. So let's all of us go back to God. Food, the little we have, let's eat it and thank God. House, the little we have, let's stay in and thank God. Clothes, the little we have, let's wear it and thank God. Like I continuously say, the wealth we have today is much more than 50 times the wealth we had in the 60s in this country. Even though today we say we don't have. Where do you see any person keeping a bag of rice in his house? When Nigeria had independence, 1960, how many houses would you see somebody say, I have a bag of rice in the house? How? I have a bag of corn in the house. How? Where did he get it? What of today? In those days, how many people have up to 5 cloths that they will wear? Today, some people have up to 100 in their boxes. There are towns that have no car, one single car. Is it like that now? In this engineering that you are in, anyway that was here in the 70s, among us, when we are schooling here, you can count the cars in engineering. Belonging to 1, 2, 3 professors, some don't have cars like that. What of today? So the wealth is there, but greed, you cannot satisfy greed. So Allah has opened his rahmah. The coming of Sheikh Ibrahim Yas is an open up excessive rahmah. Because we are under the yokes of colonialism. It is the awliya of Allah that fought for us and we left this colonialism. Today, we are in the yokes of politicians. Each of them is having their talks. Some of them are trying to build their talks into an army. They want to reduce us to Somalia, where each area is controlled by a set of talks. Kidnappers are on their own. The Ansar, they are on their own. The Boko Haram, they are on their own. And they have been managed, they have been funded by people in this country. We are hearing what people are saying. We are hearing social media. So all these things we have to be very careful. وَمَا يُمْسِكْ فَلَا مُسُلُ اللَّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. Even that Allah has ceased not to touch us, nobody can bring it to us. But we have to also stand up. Each of us, every day she tries to say, has no alarm, 450. Allah save our country. Allah save our homes. For Rahama, each of us should try to be reciting Yarat 1 to 9 every day. Allah bring your Rahama to us. Huwa al-Azizul Hakim. And whenever Allah has given you anything of wealth, anything of position, use it with wisdom. Know that Allah is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Use it with wisdom. There is what is for everybody. Give it to them. Whether it's in your party or it's not in your party. There is what is meant for privileged people. Give to those in your party, Ar-Rahim. So may Allah have mercy on all of us. May Allah strengthen all of us. Today is the first Friday of this Ramadan. May Allah accept our prayers. Amen. We should continue to be saying Salati on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam until the night, until tomorrow. Any Salati you make today on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Prophet will hear it with his ears directly. It's not conveyance. Other days it is conveyed to him. On Friday, Prophet said, I will hear it in my ears. I will be told, this person, the son of such and such a woman, is sending this lash to you. If you don't stop, Allah will not stop picking time for you, for each one of you. Don't use that time to be arguing with people. Don't use that time to be looking at movies that are made by the enemies of your prophets. Over 95 to 98% of movies today that we are looking at were made for us by the enemies of our prophets. People that you can be watching it, but know that it's made by enemies. Even if an enemy of your father gives you clothes, you will not wear it. Don't use your time that you should make it lighter of the prophet, or should make it zikr on Allah. You are easy to go and stay where they are playing you do. Sheikh Ibrahim said, this thing called minute, 1 minute, said you will get the use of it in day of judgment. Said Nabata will get the day of judgment later than you. Had I known, I would have done more. You that did not do, what are you going to say, had I known? So let us, all of us, concentrate in this Ramadan. Let us read the Quran. If you don't know how to read, read, Allah is hearing you. He's the one that sent you, he's hearing you. Who are the Kulish and Shaheed? The Lord just told us. On everything, He's bearing witness to it. So let us be reading the Quran. Let's try to understand minimum Fatiha to the Kitab, the opening. Let's understand Fatiha. When we are praying, we say Allah Akbar, we are facing Allah. Let's follow, let our mind follow each of the letters, of the words, of the meaning. Today we have Jummah prayer. I want to ask a simple question. How many of us attended Jummah? Everybody will say, all of us attended. How many of us stood up for the Jummah? We don't take time here, we will not get up to 10% stood up for the Jummah. What do I mean by standing up for the Jummah? If I ask you, what did the Imam say on this? I say, Khutubah, did you remember? The Imam recited Fatiha and Surah in the first rakah. Fatiha as well in the second rakah. Which surah did he recite in the first rakah? Do you remember? Which surah did he recite in the second rakah? Do you remember? If you don't remember, have you stood up for the Friday prayer? Then what was the message? Because your aim of going to Friday is to get message from the khutbah. Then the Imam will recite a Fatiha for you to open the door to Allah. And Allah will ask him to take one surah and recite to you, this is my message. You did not listen to the message. And this is the message that will take you for the next 1 week. Let us stand up for Allah. Allah has already opened the door for us by giving us the Prophet, by giving us the Quran. Na yaftahim lahu linnas min rahmatin fala mumsika laha. Nobody can stop us from taking it. May Allah give us the strength to stand up for Him, to stand up for Salah, to stand up for the Prophet of Allah, to stand up for ourselves. May Allah bless our families. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah grant us the knowledge of the Quran. May Allah grant us the love of the Prophet of Allah. May Allah make us to be among those that see the Prophet in this world and hereafter. May Allah make us to be among those that see Allah in this world and hereafter. May Allah safeguard our country for us. May Allah strengthen our country for us. All those intending evil for Islam and our country, may Allah weaken them. May Allah destroy them for us. All those that is wishing good for our country, may Allah strengthen them. May Allah strengthen our resolve. The food we are going to eat, may Allah give it to us. Where we are going to sleep, may Allah provide it for us. The cloth we are going to wear, may Allah provide it for us. What we are going to write, may Allah make it good for us. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala give us our needs in this world and hereafter. Needs that will not vanquish us, needs that will assist us to get to Allah the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah make us to live this world, saying, La ilaha illa Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, maliki yawmiddin, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-siratal mustaqim, siratal ladzina an'amta alaihim, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح ما أغلق الخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق بالمقدار العزيز. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.